Hey everyone, it's Renee here again. Before we dive into tonight's episode, I actually have another horror audio drama I get to tell you all about. This one's kind of special though. I'm kind of freaking out about it. You'll see why in a second. It is my absolute pleasure to present to you SCP Archives. Secure, contain, protect. The SCP Foundation was built to keep humanity safe from a world of beings it doesn't want to know exists. And these things have files. A lot of files. The creators of Creepy, Small Town Horror, and Lake Clarity are going to take you into the darkness and unlock some of the internet's most amazing stories in this anthology-style horror podcast. I have been a fan of the SCP Foundation for well over a decade. It is some of the best horror writing I have ever read. If you're a fan of corporate horror, like Control, the video game, this is absolutely going to be right up your alley. You've got to check it out. It's completely surreal for me to be sharing their trailer here tonight as a huge fan of them. So please, please, please do go check them out and tell them I say hi.
Badlands Cola is intended for a mature audience. Content warnings for each episode are available in the show notes and on our website, badlandscola.com. We recommend you check them out to ensure your listening experience is fun and safe. Thank you. Cola. Episode 8. Get thee behind me. Die on me out here.
Stop freaking out.
I will freak out if I want to. How are your eyes?
Yeah, they're fiery.
I wasn't a fan of the trunk idea.
Wasn't going to put you in the trunk.
Yeah, well, now you know what to expect if you try.
Fair.
Okay, we're here.
Literally can't see.
It's your place. Your bus. Your raptor bus. Let's get your eyes washed out.
I can do it myself. Just guide me to the door, please.
Sunsets are supposed to be pretty out here. I'm not really one to sit around and watch, but here on Strathcona's cliffside camp, there isn't much else to do. The Badlands open out on either side of the bus, the air turning purple and humming with cicada songs. It's getting cold. I wrap my arms around my knees, grab another donut out of the half-squished box from this morning. I'm suddenly struck by the thought of Strathcona out here alone. I imagine him sitting in the rickety lawn chair, cola in hand as some scratchy rock ballad warbles out over the mesas. Not lonely, just... Oh, you're alive. Are your eyes less fiery?
Somewhat.
Right, good. And sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry for making you think I might put you in the trunk.
Huh.
Nice campfire, by the way. Pretty sure there's a provincial ban right now.
Well, you gonna ticket me, Warden?
No.
Then sit.
Let me guess. You're thinking about reports.
I don't even know what to report anymore.
Well, you got your answer about whether Mel's helping Jasper. Hell, she's probably the one that broke him out.
And, how exactly do you propose I summarize that for my handler? Let me see. Hey, detective, so there definitely is a moon sister, and her name's Melinda, and she's been building radio towers and, you know, digging holes in the desert. What's that, detective? None of that makes any sense. Well, what if I told you that Jasper Moon was sending secret fossils to Melinda through a magical hole-based teleportation system? Because that makes me seem even more stable. Don't worry, I can back all this up with, let me see, a bunch of scrambled VHS tapes. He's going to tell me I have heat stroke, take me off the case, and then there goes 10 years of reputation down the drain.
So we need to find out more.
Way more.
You still trust me enough to help out?
I don't know. I mean, I thought I was finally getting to the bottom of you, and now... You're going to need to tell me what the hell happened between you and Melinda back there.
Yeah, I know. Gonna need a drink first.
Well, no can do. All we have are a half dozen squished maple donuts and Badlands Cola.
I'll take what I can get.
So, you and Melinda, Mel. Oh, this crap's not getting any better.
You'll get there. Me and Mel. Ah, fuck. Okay. Remember when I said we'd skip class and tinker with old radios? We'd skip class, tinker with old radios, and make out in the Mustang.
You two were dating.
Yeah. I was. It was a big thing for me. We were barely 2 months out of high school when Mel found out she was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Think that'd be my reaction too, right? Sure, we were both terrified when we first realized, but then I just got this burst of stupid confidence. Like, yeah, I can do this, so let's do this. Suddenly, it felt like I was finally doing something worthwhile in this ghost town.
And Mel?
She just stayed terrified. There were other things she wanted, things that had nothing to do with being a parent. I didn't get it. My teenage brain just honed in on this vision of the perfect life we were going to make together. Have a kid, get married. I would leave the park wardens and get a real job in the city so she could still go to university. I couldn't understand why she didn't see it. I begged her to give it time. Like it was a shitty math class she just had to power through or something, and she did.
Huh. Plot twist.
Can you shut the fuck up and take something seriously for 5 minutes?
Sorry. Sorry. Keep going.
We moved her into my parents' basement with me. Bought a bunch of kids' stuff from the secondhand store. The whole thing. I kept bothering my buddies with lists of names. They thought I was nuts. But I was just happy. It felt like... love, what love was supposed to be. Mel miscarried 2 months later. I was sick about it. worried about her through the whole thing. I was so glad to see that she came out of it okay. Except she wasn't okay. Not even close. I was so wrapped up in my perfect fucking dad fantasy that I didn't see what I was doing to her, that I was destroying her. That I had destroyed her.
Shit.
Oh, just wait. Afterwards, I told her that she shouldn't worry because I wasn't going anywhere, and we could just try for another one. Yeah, I know. She left me right there. Very next day, Jasper drove up to my parents' house, spent all afternoon helping me pack up the baby stuff, then we drove it all back to the secondhand shop. When he dropped me off at home, he pulled me real close and said, "If you ever come near my sister again, I'll break your fucking legs." And you know what? I deserved it. Still do. And now he's on the loose, so maybe that's still in the cards for me.
Strathcona, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Actually, this is way worse. Say something.
Okay. What happened after that?
Everyone just drifted apart. I moved further and further out so I couldn't see town anymore. Worked the warden job until I lost that too. There was one guy I met, but he didn't, like I told you at the diner, I don't know why I stay here, I do.
And Mel?
She just seemed numb. Till she skipped town. I always hoped she'd finally went to university, but like I said, I don't know where she went.
She did. The tapes I found, she's a doctor now.
So she managed to escape this place for a little while. Even if it dragged her back.
That's why you want to find her. You want to make it right. Because you loved her.
No. That wasn't love. You don't do that to someone you care about, and there's definitely no making it right. I'm not that stupid. I just want her to know that I get it now. That it was the one time she needed someone to see her as a person, not just a highway to some boy's fucked up fantasy, and I'm scared for her, Sonny. I'm pretty easy to get away from, but her brother...
But on the call, Mel seemed, I don't know, in control. Like this is a choice, like she knows what she's doing.
She does. Always did. I don't know why she's back or why she's suddenly believing in Jasper's mission and helping him, but it's bad news for everybody involved.
At least she seemed open to seeing you again.
Yeah, she wants the Raptor, Sonny. A radio tech to boost her signal and trigger whatever apocalypse she and Jasper think is coming. That's all that was.
Look, whatever she wants, whatever her motives, the search is still on, right? We're going to find her. Strath? Right?
Yeah, right. Thanks for listening to that. I promise one of these days we'll have a happy, fun, normal conversation about, like, hockey or something.
Nah, you're an Oilers fan. It would end in fisticuffs for sure. But seriously, don't worry about it. Thanks for trusting me again.
Yeah. First Sparville, now this. I must seem like a monster.
Here. There's another donut left. Take it. I know you won't let me tell you you're not a monster, so I won't try. But if it's any consolation, I'm kind of a monster too.
Give me the donut. Sonny, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but being an irresponsible workaholic with a disturbingly transactional approach to human relationships doesn't make you a monster. Unlikable, yes. But not totally irredeemable.
You know what, though? That's not the half of it. I didn't get into private investigating because of any of that. Or even because I'm good at it. I got into it because I like getting up close and personal with other people's disasters. Cheaters, fraudsters, family disputes, secret heirs to huge estates. People's lives are either actively falling apart or they're about to. And it's hard to watch, yeah. But it's not like I look away either. It makes me feel better about my life sometimes.
Now that you put it that way, you're right. That is pretty fucked up. You win. Well done.
Oh, no. No. Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like you grudgingly admire my fucked-upness. Let's just say we're both awful, consider each other a bullet dodged, and leave it at that.
Sonny, if I'm going to dodge you, doesn't that mean you have to come at me first?
You literally just said I'm unlikable. Like, to my face. I've emptied half a can of pepper spray directly into your eyeballs.
So we're a couple of rude, mildly violent, morally compromised people. Doesn't mean I don't notice the way you look at me.
What look? There's never been any looking of any kind.
Relax. It's
ever.
Fine.
And you know what else?
I don't mind.
Oh.
So I'm going to get some tunes looping on the Raptor and then go the hell to bed. Any requests? Song requests, Sonny.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So something calm. Slow jazz or something.
Fitzgerald it is. Don't forget to put that fire out, Gumshoe. Sonny.
Yes?
You coming or not?
Rule number 6 of private investigation. Don't get attached. Have you ever heard the Badlands at night? Like, really listened? It's quiet. It's nice. Good morning.
Hey.
How are you? Your fire eyes, I mean.
You're really worried about my eyes, eh?
Well, I did almost blind you.
Yeah, not exactly a meet cute.
You been up for a while?
Since sunrise. How do you sleep through the light like that?
P.I. You learn to sleep anywhere pretty quick. I like the light in here. It's pretty.
Yep. Raptor bus has its moments. So, I know I said I don't mind the way you look at me, but you're really just staring at me right now.
Sorry, I just didn't realize you wear glasses.
Oh, yeah. Usually wear contacts. You know, unless I've recently been pepper sprayed or something like that.
So last night was just a big blurry smear for you, eh?
I think I caught the important bits. Coffee?
Yes, please.
So, overwhelmed by crushing regret yet?
Wow, what a nice thing to ask someone.
I'm sure it'll hit us later. Is Creamer okay? Still haven't done a grocery run since the ransacking.
Creamer's fine, thanks. Hey, mind throwing me my shirt? It's, on the floor, under that soundboard.
Under the...
Yeah, there.
How'd it get...
Well, don't ask me. Keep an eye out for my shoes, too. I honestly have no idea where they ended up. Hey, I can just take my coffee black, by the way. You don't need to fuss over it or whatever. No sugar is fine, too, really. Yet another thing you get used to as a PI, as long as it's hot and... Strathcona?
Tell me that's not what I think it is.
Oh, fuck.
Sonny.
Wait, Strath, listen.
You told me you wouldn't wear a wire.
I swear to God, I forgot I was even wearing it last night.
Bullshit! You still chose to put it back on day one, didn't you?
Strath.
Didn't you? Jesus, Sonny! Everything I told you last night!
Look, you don't understand.
Oh, I don't understand.
If I don't have hard evidence, then all of this is for nothing. This is my insurance policy.
Oh my God, your insurance policy? Do you even hear yourself? This is still just work to you. All this time spent, all the people, Hawthorne, Mel, me, is that all we are? Just files for your fucking case?
No, of course not. I just...
Jesus fucking Christ! And kill it. Right now. Delete everything you recorded.
You know I can't do that.
Yeah. I do.
Is that horses?
Strathcona! Strathcona!
Hawthorne. Hawthorne, now is not a good time.
Strathcona, oh my, thank God, Jesus Christ. Sweetheart, look, I'm sorry for barging in here so early. I tried calling, but nothing seems to be connecting, and it's just static.
Calm down. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Really, I'm just a little flustered is all. Oh, Sunny. I didn't expect you here. Hi, dear.
Hey, Hawthorne. Just trying to get dressed here. Sorry.
Hawthorne, what's going on?
I heard something on my radio just this morning while I was fixing up breakfast.
What did you hear?
Stay out of this.
Alrighty. So, I do not know what went down over the last 2 days, but you two are radiating some very confusing energy right now.
Never mind that. You said you heard something on the radio?
Yes. A voice.
Mel. Was it Mel?
Mel? No. No, it wasn't Mel. It was someone else. Someone who has been gone a long time.
Jasper.
I didn't believe it at first. I couldn't... I mean, Jasper's voice was coming out of my kitchen radio. I do not even remember turning the damn thing on, but he was there.
Shit, is that what Mel's getting at? Just trying to contact her brother and Ellie?
Let her talk. Hawthorne, what did he say?
Oh, hell, I don't know. He was so garbled, like, very far away. But then he was so near. I could not make out a single word. That's why I came here. I mean, if there's, like, a signal he's sending out, maybe you could find it, triangulate it, whatever it is that you do.
It doesn't work like that, but I can try to raise him again. Just give me a second.
Sonny, are you decent?
Decent as I can make myself.
That's good. Okay, how are you holding up, darling? I mean, you two seem like you're in tougher than a couple of rodeo bulls.
It's fine, Hawthorne. Don't worry about me. I'm glad you're okay.
Jesus, it's not just your radio, Hawthorne. The bands are so scrambled I can barely get the Raptor up. Something's wrong.
I know it's not just the radios. My car engine is as dead as a doornail. I couldn't get started if my life depended on it. So I saddled up and rode on out here quick as I could. Whew, I have not ridden that fast in ages, but I still got it.
Now that you mention it, Hawthorne, the Mustang did seem a little stuttery yesterday.
No idea. I was still covered in pepper spray, remember?
What in the Lord's name have you two been up to? Okay, look. How can Jasper even be on the radio? I thought that they locked him away.
He escaped.
Oh, no.
It's not him I'm worried about, Hawthorne. If you picked his signal up all the way over in Blue Dunes, then Mel sure as hell tracked him down with that tower of hers. She's either scrambling us or trying to ram her way through to her brother, or both.
Wait, what was that? Go back.
I have been the shovel that unearthed the waiting remains of our...
Oh my god, that's his manifesto. How?
He needs help.
Must be the beacon.
Strathcona, can you tell where he's broadcasting from?
You have your instructions, baby.
There's no way.
I'll be listening.
102 FM.
Sparville?
Are you kidding? You're kidding.
There's no one out there. That channel's been dead for decades. I'm going to check it out. Hawthorne, I'm taking Triton. Can't risk an engine dying out in the Badlands.
Oh, sweetheart, look, I don't know.
Strath, you don't know what this is. We need to figure out what the deal is with the beacon and the missing jawbone and about 17 other fucking mysteries. You don't even know if she's going to—
Stop! Just stop!
Let me come with you.
Get fucking bent, Sonny. Someone needs to stay here and scramble bands in case Mel hasn't clued in yet.
Okay, I can do that.
See, let me help, Strathcona.
You've helped enough. Just get out of my way.
Badlands Cola is written, directed, and produced by Renee Taylor Clint. This episode was sound designed and mixed by Russ Moore and featured the voice talents of Liz Morey, Brigham Snow, Danielle Brin, and Ron Guan. Special thanks to our artist's representative, Giancarlo Herrera. Visit BadlandsCola.com and follow Badlands Cola on Twitter for show notes, announcements, behind-the-scenes content, and more. Good night.
This message is brought to you by the SCP Archives. There are things in this world we can't hope to understand. Dangerous things. Redacted things. It's up to the Foundation to find these myths and monsters and capture them before it's too late. Each week, we uncover the terrifying tales behind new and strange phenomena. Whether it's the true origins of Bigfoot or the corrosive side effects of time travel, we'll be there. SCP Archives brings all your favorite SCP stories to life with a full cast, immersive sound effects, and original music. Subscribe to SCP Archives on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes every Tuesday.